Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, we have George Gray coming in from The Price is Right to play The Price is Wrong in the next hour. So we had a little bit of a challenge because Fred is not here. So we wanted Ethan to be able to participate in the game.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
So we needed items. And usually it's Ethan or one of the producers that provides George with the items. We called into service producer emeritus David Klein to do this. And it's my understanding he did a bang-up job.
Of course.
And George will be here in the next hour with those items for us to bid upon here on a little game we like to call The Price is Wrong. Kenny Wallace is with us. Because when I think Christmas spirit. I think positive spirit.
Yes.
And Kenny Wallace is everything that embodies this holiday because he's always so positive. He's the antithesis of me. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing really good. I am here in Arnold, Missouri. I'm at the AT&T store. I stepped outside. My wife and myself got new phones. Our phones were pretty run down, mm-hmm. and she's like, I need a bigger phone. So she's inside getting her phone transferred over.
I love
it. Well, here's some good news for you. You have about 90 minutes you can spend with us because that'll take forever inside the AT&T store. So just make yourself comfortable and settle in.
I'm happily amused because you are 110% right. When you go to these phone stores now, every one of the employees, they got this big tablet, and it's like you just might as well hunker in because and get on the phone that you have that is maybe working and just get on it because it's good. Hour per customer.
Well, one of the things that they do, you know, I'm an AT&T customer as well, and a couple months ago, I said to Becky, Kenny, I said, you know what, let's just kind of, man, my bill is really high. Now, I have one of my kids still on it, my wife's aunt, and we have, you know, iPhones and, not only iPhones, I'm sorry, watches and stuff like that. But I thought, well, what if we would go to, you know, one of the competitors and see what they
can. Consumer cellular, you guys.
Well, it's impossible with what I have, so you can't do consumer cellular with all the, you know, the watches and the iPads and stuff like that. But Kenny, even AT&T, they make it impossible for you to leave. Basically, they lock you in, and then they're like, oh, we'll throw you a free iPad if you do this. And they do everything they can, so it's impossible. Then I still have a bill. Not only, you know, my goal was to have a smaller bill. Oh, no. I now have a higher bill, I'm almost convinced of.
Well, you know exactly what you're talking about, because Mike in here, he's a good guy, but he's like, we're going to get you those Apple Watches, and my wife, she's the best. Because Kim's just hardcore. She goes, we don't need those.
Go,
I'm like, that's right, baby, we don't. So the thing of it is, you know, they charge you $10 a month per watch. Well, we're old school. We're not those old type of people. We don't want, you know, I mean, listen, I think they look cool. I got a lot of friends that wear them. But I'm working on my race car all the time.
But you know what, though? There's one purpose for having an Apple Watch. There really is only one purpose. It's finding your iPhone because you have the little button on it where you can, like, I think I can do it right now. Here, listen. See there. It's right next to
you.
But I mean, honestly, this morning I could not find it. And I'm yelling at my daughter. I'm like, turn the TV down so I can hear the little noise. But that comes in handy. Is it worth $10 a month? Probably not. But
yeah. Well, and then, you know, it's me and Kim, so it's $20 a month,
yeah,
right?
That's
you know,
right. That's right.
Yeah, but we're having fun in there, and they're very nice to us. But you're 110% right on everything.
Well, let's talk about the Christmas spirit in the Kenny Wallace home and having the kids and the grandkids and everything around your house. What are the traditions, Kenny Wallace? I'm curious.
Well, I got a good story to tell you. I didn't even think about it until you just brought that question up. We had a crisis about 3 weeks ago. Kim comes to bed. She's shaking. She's really not crying, but she's upset. And I said, honey, what is wrong? Nothing. I said, come on, don't make me do this. I said, what's up? So finally get it out of her. Now, I want to let you know, I'm going to tell you this story, but the crisis has been averted.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it all ends well. So what happens is Kim did not grow up, let's say it was not a bed of roses. Let's put it that
way. All right.
So Kim's trying to make up her whole life since I've been married to her. She's going to make sure these kids, I mean, we're like the Waltons, right? Kim wants to keep the whole family engaged and loving. And you know, even her whole family. I mean, we hold the Easters, the you name it, Thanksgiving, the Christmas. I mean, we gather a lot of people together.
Well, right.
So our three daughters out of nowhere. Now, I'm not saying they gang up on us, but they tell their mother, which is my wife, they said, "Mom, we just really want to have Christmas to ourselves now and create our own family traditions. And we want to just give you and Dad all Christmas Eve." And, well, you know, listen, I'm fine with it. I'm like, "Kim, our children love us. I get it. Look at what happened to me and you when we left St. Louis and we went to Charlotte, North Carolina." So anyway, Kim struggled with it mercifully. And got about 3 days ago, I see, you know, we got this family chat, and they're like, "Okay, what time you want us to come on Christmas Eve?" And I looked at Kim, I said, "What's going on here?" I said, "You know what? I'm so glad she accepted it." Uh-huh. And she's got all the games ready. So basically, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, around 2 o'clock till whenever, it's all our immediate family. And then I told Kim, I said, "I love this, because now on Christmas Day, I have my wife all to myself."
Yep.
And then she says, "Can we go to the casino?"
Oh. All right, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. That's a good. Well, you know what though? You're bringing up something that a lot of families deal with. And look, I'm going to be in that situation. We got all the kids coming in. You know, my kids are in their 20s, but as they get older, now I have the grandkid Kenny. You do want to start your own traditions. Now, unfortunately, my son and his girlfriend, my baby. Grandbaby in Houston, they're not coming up this Christmas, but I get it. And all families have to go through a little transition along these lines with the holidays, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And here's the thing that we forget. Our kids are 33, 35, and 37. But, you know, we are very lucky. Brooke, you know, she's at a dental hygienist. They're in Kirkwood. Brandy, she's a great cosmetologist, got her own, not salon, but her own booth. And then, of course, Brittany works for Lowe's Home Improvement, part of the search engine team. So we don't got to worry about our kids. They're awesome. But Kim's just really big into family tradition and keeping it all together. So that was a close call because I didn't think she was going to overcome me. She was shaking.
Right. And I believe it. It's emotional. Hard. But you know, I got to go back to the casino comment because, and I think you realize this because you're a very wise person. She's going to need something tomorrow afternoon, right? She's going to be bored. And the casino thing comes out of the, you know, probably a desire to keep your brain busy and not miss the family. So that's something that's important as well. I'll go with her. I'm going to be lonely tomorrow afternoon as well. We got the kids in the morning. Wednesday. Wednesday.
I'm going to take her down there on Christmas Day. And here's the thing about Kim. She's a gamer. You know, in other words, you see those people, a lot of brilliant people, they just like working crossword puzzles or putting puzzles together. And, you know, Kim grew up in that environment. I remember her dad always sitting on the steps and working. I call her a gamer in every way. She just likes gaming. And, boy, she loves that River City Casino, man. You find her at a slot. I call that her office. And, you know, my wife was with me from, you know, high school. I met Kim when she was 15. We've been married 40 years.
That's amazing. You hear stories like that, and they're few and far between these days.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, she spends a little bit of money down there every single weekend, and we have a limit. And I say, "Listen, baby, here's the deal." And it's a good amount of money. Most people would think I'm nuts, but she's worth it. And, you know, I like for her to be happy. You know, Kim deals with a little bit of anxiety, and I don't mind telling anybody that. She takes one of them little bitty anxiety pills.
I've told you, I've dealt with that a lot, and I've become more open about my anxiety because a lot of people deal with it, for sure.
Yeah, in a weird way, I'm like, okay, if that casino makes you happy— You know, and we got a deal. You know, she knows. I say, "Look, honey, you can spend all you want, but you know, if you spend over this amount, it's getting to be an addiction." I am not addicted. I'm like,
Well, my mom is a big fan of the casinos as well. And this is another thing, you know, that's kind of tough at this time of year that you know people will be able to relate to. So my mom and dad used to come down either for Thanksgiving or Christmas every year from Chicago. We started make it a Thanksgiving thing, mainly because all the, you know, my sisters and everybody else was starting to do the extended family on Christmas. So they came down for Thanksgiving. And then we, unfortunately, we wouldn't just be able to see everyone around Christmas. But this year, you know, they're getting to the age where they just can't travel as much. So we're going up this weekend Saturday to Chicago, since I'm off the rest of the week. And then I'll come back on Monday. But that's another thing that, you know, gets in the way is when you get a little older and you can't travel. Do you play at the casino at all, Kenny? Or do you keep your hands off that stuff altogether?
I was a gambler for years and years. And then I don't know why, really. I just kind of fell out of love with it. I can gamble. I mean, I'll go down there with her. I'll go to a blackjack table or a roulette table. And I'm the type of guy, you know, listen, I'm going to say this very humble, right? I'd rather spend $10,000 on concrete for my driveway and go, there's the concrete.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I get it. That's me.
Yeah, but you know, when you go to the casino, now listen, some people are going to laugh at me, right? But you know, two people, me and my wife, you're going to the casino, you better take every bit of $600 with you, or else your ass is going to be out of there in no time, you know? So that's just, you know, you can go, hey, see y'all later, Wayne. Good buddy of mine, Wayne Marty, he come out of the... He
survived the AT&T store. Did he have a T-shirt that said "I survived the AT&T store at Christmas"? They should sell those.
No, but Wayne was a good race car owner. His driver was Butch Cooley. Wayne, my dad raced these guys. Just a coincidence I saw him here, but Wayne's a great mechanic and just gave me a pinch on the arm as he walked by me. But getting back to that gambling, you know, some people, you know, they just totally criticize you, and I'm like, hey, stay your lane about the casino. You know, don't make fun of me. I count my own money. You count yours. I'm just telling you that if you go down there, I see people walk up to those tables, and I'm like, "What? I know what I do for a living. What do they do for a living?
I know, right?
They'll peel out $1,000.
I'm like you, though. I used to be a lot more into, like, the first, and you know, I go to Vegas a lot. The first thing I would do is want to go to the casino and, you know, plop some money down. I don't do that at all anymore. I really have trouble gambling. Well, you know, a little here, a little there. I do a little sports wagering, but I've changed completely on that. And of course,
yeah,
you know, when I was gambling a lot, I didn't even have any money to do it. So that's why I probably backed up off of it. So you change your mind. Well, Kenny, it's great to hook up with you as always. You see Kim moving in there? Is she still asleep in the AT&T store?
They doing pretty good in there. I'm looking at her. Kimmy, how you doing, honey? You doing good? 97.1, they checking on you. they doing good. Oh, they're pretty clear down now. They're looking real good. Yep, they sent down or they transferred all the information from the old phone to the new phone. She got so many, because my wife's the type where, like, let's say, you know me, I'm getting older. I get up at 3 in the morning. I got to go to the bathroom. There she is, sitting straight up, playing Words with Friends or Candy Crush. You know, she lives on that phone, man. She loves those games.
Well, she's going to love the new one, and she'll love the camera on the new one in particular. So enjoy that.
Yeah,
take some pictures tomorrow.
She got the 16 Max because she wanted a bigger phone. So
yeah, that's what I got. I got the 16 Max like a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still trying to figure out. There's some cool things. Now, you got to make sure that you download the 18.2 iOS because that gives you the artificial intelligence and stuff like that. You can do some fun things with it. Oh, yeah. She'll be up all 24 hours straight. You know, she'll be glad that people aren't coming over Christmas because she'll be figuring out that phone.
It is fun to figure out a new phone.
Hey, I got to say something. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Kenny Wallace, everybody.
Beautiful. Woo! That's a great way to wrap this up. Herm, have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas. We'll talk soon.
Love you, Sue.
All right, take care.
Love ya.
We'll see you. That was awesome. See, I knew he would fill us with Christmas
cheer. He's so great.
The new phone thing, though, is interesting because I think a lot of people are going through that now.
Yes.
And it gets a little tricky because you do have to transfer everything. It took me 3 swings of the bat with mine just to get everything downloaded. This was the first time, I think, in a long time that I didn't lose a ton of contacts. Yeah. Whatever happened the last couple of times I've done an iPhone, I've lost contacts. And what happens is there's still, like, I can still text. Let me put it this way. Let's say I don't know the number, and I'll ask Fred. I'll say, Fred, whose number or what number is this?
So the name won't show up, but the number
But if I put it in and I reestablish the contact and then I try to text that person, the whole text string from the last whatever.
That's weird.
It's very bizarre. And it's not really supposed to happen with iCloud, but I think I did something wrong maybe a couple of times back. We did have, you missed this, and I think both of our guests in the 5 o'clock hour on – Actually, there were several people, now that I think about it. Dwayne Patterson last week, not happy that you weren't here. Oh. Tim Sommer, not happy that you weren't here.
Oh, I love Tim.
Ian Scheer was with us to talk technology Friday. And none of them were happy that you weren't here, Sue, unfortunately. So you were scolded by all of them. Dwayne even gave you like a shout-out, but I had to point out that you weren't here. He's a big fan. 341, we're coming back with more.
Get more at 971talk.com.